From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Roy Acuff.
Take your seat and you'd better keep cool. I ain't got time to kiss you now. I'm fooling with this mule.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now. Mule, run away.
Jerking not in the old museum and cramming through the collar.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, mule, run away.
Fine enough. Thank you, friends, and we want to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner? Tell the folks about our big show tonight, will you?
Well, I sure will, Roy, because Rod Brasfield is here. So is Minnie Pearl, the Jug Band, Bashful Brother Oswald.
And I invited over the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, and the country's number one country music singer, Miss Kitty Wells. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Everybody will be singing and playing for you. We almost got underway before we got here. But now there's no stopping him. Here comes a fellow who, just like the rest of us, observed National Hospital Week. I just want to warn you, this fellow's coming out here is no accident. It's just Hohenwald's favorite son, Rod Brasfield!
Howdy, Mr. Acuff!
Hello, Rod.
I'm sorry I'm late, buddy, but I had to blow out.
Didn't even know you had a car.
I ain't got no car. The blowout was last night.
No.
Boy, we had a party there in Hohenwald. It wouldn't quit.
It was
the annual meeting of the Jolly Fellers Club, bro.
Jolly Fellers
Club. Yeah, every member was there but one. Old Pete Kirby couldn't come.
What's wrong?
Well, it was a baby's night out, and he had to stay home with the maid.
Just like Pete.
Yeah. You ought to have been with me yesterday, Roy, down there on Indian Creek right out from Hohenwald. Me and my gal Susie got my old Ford and was riding around.
Uh-huh.
Went down by my Uncle Poody's house, and I stopped to visit with Uncle Poody.
I've heard you speak of Uncle Poody.
Yeah, that's Uncle Sipe's brother, Uncle Poody.
Yes.
He's got a chicken farm, raises chickens. That's what Uncle Poody do.
In the poultry business.
Yeah, that's what Uncle Poody do. He's got an old hen that just kills me.
What's that?
Crazy, I reckon. You can wave a red handkerchief at her, she'll lay a red egg. Are you kidding? Wave a blue handkerchief at her and she'll lay a blue egg.
Well, that's remarkable.
White handkerchief, she'll lay a white egg.
No kidding.
Susie waved an American flag at her and that poor old hen stripped every gear she had.
Uncle Poody.
Roy?
Yeah.
Talking about Uncle Poody there is a smart man, buddy.
Yeah.
That Uncle Poody is smart. You know what that old fool done? He put a radio down in the cow barn where them old cows could listen to the ball games.
You mean, Rod, that those cows would be interested in the Giants?
Giants? Uh-huh. No, they're just interested in the Yanks. Hey, Roy, you remember my sister, Jessie?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Jessie Brasfield, she taught school a little while until they got wise.
A lovely little lady, yes.
Well, sir, she went off to one of them our big, fine girls' schools and got all educated in high tone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, changed her name.
Didn't think a Brasfield would ever do
that. I didn't either. Made me so mad I could have just ruined a goat burger. I'm telling you the truth. She wrote me a letter though. They changed her name from Jessie to Jessica.
Oh, no.
Jessica. Huh. Now, ain't that chump?
I never.
She wrote me a letter and I answered it. Here's what I said to her. I says, "Dear Jessica, Mamaka and Papaka have gone to visit Aunt Idaka. Uncle Benica has bought him a new carica. He is going to motor to Californica. Our old Calica had a Capica. I was going to name it Annika, but had to change it to Jimica because it was a Bullica. Your loving brother, Karodica."
Well, I guess that'll take care of Jessica.
Say, Say, Roy, did you ever notice how some people have their good days and bad days?
Well, that's how it is with folks, Grant. But I know something that is all the time good.
Well, you mean Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Man, you always have a good day with PA. Yes, sir, you're sure of getting that good natural tobacco taste every time you light up. You see, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of the fine choice tobacco. And you get a mild, tasty smoke, pipeful after pipeful.
PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe. Gives you a cool, comfortable, long-burning smoke. No wonder it's America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Yes, it's easy to see why Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. But you pipe smokers and make-ins men, find out for yourselves. Get Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, I'm sure not going to make a long speech about these next fellows. They become a fine part of the Grand Ole Opry, and everybody likes them and their good country singing. And all you have to say is, here is Johnny and Jack! They have a very lovely little lady here with them to help them sing one of their fine numbers. Miss Ruby Wells will help Johnny and Jack sing, Baby, It's in the Making.
Take no shoving to start a turtle doving.
You fit in my arms like a glove.
Your kisses send me, baby, and I don't think maybe
it's not just fascination, it's real love. Baby, it's in the making, making, there's no mistaking. You fall in love with me and I with you. Yes, your eyes of love are shining, shining, starts my heart confining.
Maybe that's what we're after.
I'll never get tired of you saying I love you. Baby, it's in the making, making, there's no mistaking. You fall in love with me and I with you. Yes. Your eyes of love are shining, shining, spark my heart and pining. Soon we'll tell every German I do.
Forster, his fiddle, the tune, Porky Dear. Let's have some square dancing.
Look for! Right across, how you do? Lift your back, how are you? Swing on a corner, swing on a gate. Swing your partner, don't delay. Swing your partner, don't you go. Brand new couple, look up for. Keep bird out at it. Bird out, you'll throw it. Swing your corner, swing your gate. Swing your partner, don't delay. Partner, don't you go to brand new cup to new cup for? A couple do the buffalo loop. A tattaloo, even under. Swing on the corner, swing on the gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner, don't you go to brand new cup to new cup for? Swing, Grandma, lady swing. Swing, Grandpa, that's shorter. Swing your partner and promenade. Promenade-o.
We had a special dance that time. Well, all the years we've been a part of the Grand Ole Opry, can't stop this audience. We've always taken special pleasure in a real old custom, the custom of including a sacred song in every one of our shows. Tonight, we'd like to do one of the wonderful old songs for you, Drifting Too Far from the Shore.
storm so violently sweep. You're drifting too far from the shore.
Drifting too far from the shore.
From the shore.
You're drifting too far from the peaceful shore. Come to Jesus today. Let him show.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Roy, Cuff, how long do you think a lasting impression lasts?
Well, I don't know about all of them, Grant, but the one Prince Albert made on me has lasted many, many years.
Well, that's the way it is with a lot of smokers. Once they enjoy P.A.'s natural tobacco taste in a making cigarette, they just keep on smoking P.A. But that's only natural. You see, nature herself put the flavor in Prince Albert. And this rich, natural flavor is held and heightened by P.A.'s own special process.
And men like P.A.'s crimp cut so it rolls easy. Doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Fellas, for mild, tasty smoking, get yourself some OCB papers and Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
You know, I think it's high time we had some really beautiful music on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Here's the jug band. They're ready to go. What are you boys going to play for the music lovers?
Shotgun Boogie.
Let her roll. Take it away.
Standing in the corner with a barrel so straight, I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, ooh, and I saw your track. Ooh. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cocked my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge, some scaly bark. Hickory nuts big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with a shotgun boogie.
Ooh.
All I need is one shot.
Yeah.
Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot.
Hey!
Hey!
for this club. So we're headed for the brush, shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, for the feathers blue. Look out, Miss Dove, when she draws a bead on you. Woo! I sat down on the log, took her on my lap, said, wait a minute, bud, you gotta see my fat. It's got a 16 gauge, dope down like a rifle. You don't like a man, it's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Like a gentleman order, said no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. Cock back a hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I want your wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of sales.
Thank you, fellas. Well, that sure set music back about 50 years. But right now, here's somebody who sure will bring us up to date. It's time for all the latest news and the gossip by the gossip of the grinder switch. Let's make her welcome Cousin Minnie Hurd.
Howdy! Yes, a proud to be here. Well, Sir Roy, I sure am excited tonight. You see, my feller Hezzy brung us all up here tonight, today, this afternoon, in his car.
Wonderful.
It's his new car.
Really?
It's a bashful lover car. No clutch. Well, it's the truth. I tell you right now, some folks say that I ought to get me a feller with more get up and go, but that's the trouble with most fellers around me, Roy. They get up and go. Real quick. We come up here to do some shopping today. We got, brother, a store-bought suit with two pair of pants. That's going to be nice for the winter, but that's going to be awful hot for summer. Don't you think so? I think so. I was just telling Uncle Nabob, we was looking at the sales feller told brother that suit fit him just like a glove. I thought it'd look better if it fit him like a suit. Uncle Nabob says, you know, ain't that a fit? I say, it looks more like a convulsion to me. But brother wanted to get to that old hound dog of ours and bring him in there, and he did. He took that hound dog right in a department store right down here in this Nashville, Tennessee. Said he wanted to. He thought that old dog needed short pants for summer. Well, so though I was trying to remember the name of a beauty cream I got here in Nashville, and I went in a drugstore today, and I said to the fella behind the counter, I said, here a while back, I got me some beauty cream here that was guaranteed to make you beautiful. He said, okay, we'll give you your money back. But last night, me and my feller, Hezzy, was sitting on the double settee, and some way or other, I don't know how that happened, but some way the conversation got around to getting married. I don't know which one of us brung that up, but you think you know which one? Well, I said to Hezzy, I'll tell you now, Hezzy, let's get married. He said, okay, but who'd have us? I said, oh, now, come on, Hezzy, we've been talking about this for a long time. He says, okay, you name the day. I said, all right, May the 13th.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah. He said, and I'll name the year, 1982. Bye now, Hezzy.
There she goes, Cousin Minnie Pearl, a fine lady. Well, sir, I think we'll just stick with the girls and introduce another little lady who has made quite a name for herself on the Grand Ole Opry. She's the queen of country singers. Let's make her welcome Miss Kitty Wells. Thank you very much, and Kitty's going to sing for us along with a young gentleman here by the name of Ray Crisp, You and Me.
Life's a pleasure, but without his love, I wouldn't be. And I feel the same about you, darling. We belong together, you and me. we'll share love's joy and life's sorrow. You belong to me, I belong to you.
When you hold my hand, the sun shines brighter. When you smile at me, I lose my blues.
You and me together, life's a pleasure.
But without your love, I'd want to flee.
And I feel the same about you, darling. We belong together, you and me. Don't ever let nothing come between us. Think how lonely life apart would be.
Gossiping tongues can never change me, darling. Your love means more than life to me.
You and me together, life's a pleasure.
But without your love, I'd want to flee.
And I feel the same about you, darling.
We belong together, you and me.
Mighty fine, Miss Kitty Wells. Pardon me. Thank you, both of you. You know, we haven't had half enough good old banjo picking on the opera tonight. Oswald!
Yes, sir?
Come on over here. Is your banjo in tune tonight?
Just about half, Roy.
Well, tune up the other half, and let's go. What are you going to sing?
Well, it is a way.
Thank you very much, Oswald, for the Columbus Stockade Blues. Friends, here is a number that we put on a label many, many years ago. I hope you will enjoy the Streamline Cannonball.
A long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. I'm on a train, the king of them all, that streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight.
this lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she travels through the night. Her headlight gleams out in the night. The firebox flash you see. The blinds I ride. The life that I love, it's home, sweet home to me. I can see the smile of the engineer, although he's old and gray. A contented heart, he waits the call. That streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. This lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she travels through.
Well, friends, there goes Howdy Forster on his fiddle, and that means we're going too. Hope you folks enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry, and we hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be two-gun Marty Robbins, and Marty's bringing along a pretty little lady called Miss Goldie Hill. Till then, this is Roy Acuff speaking for all the Smoky Mountain boys, Johnny and Jack, Miss Kitty Wells, and all the Opry gang saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everyone.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the brand new, all new, wonderfully different king-size cigarette.
You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with Cavalier's great new blend. It gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, the new, all new Cavalier tastes just great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Tastes great, feels great, a great smoke. That's what you get when you
light up an all-new Cavalier. Right off, you'll get the pleasure of naturally rich taste that draws so easily through the cooling, extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you. Feels so fresh, so smooth, smoke after smoke.
Yes, the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Win greater smoking enjoyment with the all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company.